Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to The Lonely Desk. Today, we're diving deep into something that's crucial, especially for all you awesome remote workers out there. Building resilience. You know that feeling when your internet goes down right before an important meeting? Or when you get sucked into a project rabbit hole and suddenly realize it's 3 a.m.? Yep, those are the moments where resilience really shines. So why is this so important? Because let's be real, remote work can be amazing, freedom, flexibility, comfy pajamas all day long. But it also comes with its own set of challenges. Distractions are everywhere, boundaries can get blurry, and sometimes that isolation can hit hard. That's where resilience steps in like your personal superhero sidekick, helping you navigate those tricky waters and come out stronger on the other side. Today, I'm dropping 5 key takeaways to supercharge your resilience as a remote worker. 1. Boundaries are your best friend. Ever feel like work is bleeding into your personal life? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught in the always on mentality when you're working from home. But seriously, set those boundaries. Designate specific work hours, have a designated workspace, even if it's just a corner of your living room, and stick to them as much as possible. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let your coworker barge into your home at 9 p.m. for a last-minute project update, right? So why should your work life bleed into your personal time? 2. Embrace the power of routine. You know that feeling when you wake up and have absolutely no clue what to do with yourself because there's no structured schedule? Yeah, that can be a real productivity killer. Create a daily routine that feels good for you, whether it's waking up at a certain time, having your morning coffee ritual, or even taking short breaks throughout the day. Having that structure keeps you on track and prevents that whole, what's the point, feeling from creeping in. 3. Movement is magic. Let's be honest, remote work can involve a lot of sitting. And while we all love those comfy couches, too much sitting isn't great for our bodies or minds. So get up and move. Take short walks during your breaks, do some stretches at your desk, or even put on your favorite music and have a mini dance party. It'll boost your energy, clear your head, and make you feel way better overall. 4. Connect with humans. This one is huge. Working remotely can sometimes feel like you're in your own little bubble. Make an effort to connect with people, even if it's just a quick chat with a coworker or a virtual coffee date with a friend. Remember, humans are social creatures, and we need those connections to thrive. 5. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Seriously, celebrate them. Did you finish that project? Conquer that challenging task? Treat yourself. Whether it's a delicious meal, a relaxing bath, or simply taking a moment to acknowledge your achievement, celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and reinforces those positive feelings. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a graphic designer who works remotely for a creative agency. She's super talented but sometimes struggles with staying focused and motivated. One day, she decides to implement some of these resilience strategies, setting boundaries by working in her dedicated home office, creating a daily routine that includes exercise breaks, scheduling virtual coffee chats with colleagues, and celebrating her accomplishments at the end of each week. Suddenly, things start to shift. Sarah finds herself feeling more productive, energized, and connected. She's not only thriving as a remote worker but also enjoying the journey way more. See? Resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about having those tools and strategies to bounce back stronger from challenges. And trust me, when you build your resilience muscle, remote work becomes less of a struggle and more of an awesome adventure. Remember, you've got this. Take that first step today, set those boundaries, create that routine, connect with someone, celebrate your wins, and watch your remote work game level up. And don't forget to share this episode with your fellow remote workers who could use a little resilience boost. Until next time, stay resilient and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.